listener. When life gives you lemons, he'll turn them sassy, not sour.
What? Who wrote this script?
Strap yourself in. It's complete drivel.
Or is it drivel?
It's f***ing drivel.
It's complete drivel with Christian Hull.
Sure is.
Hi, Mum. Welcome.
Oh, nice to be here, Christian.
Right, how many... Do you want to get your wine? Here, let me get
your
wine.
Yes, now I'll get the wine.
Just to start us off, how many wines is that?
That's the second one.
Oh, what a liar!
It is.
The bottle is 8 standard drinks and you're more than 2/3 of the way to the end of the bottle.
I am not.
Yes,
must
be 8 standard drinks, so that's...
Must be a big glass.
Well, I figured I'd get you while you're on your fourth glass of wine to play.
Right.
Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Not your first time.
No.
Do you remember the...
The first time?
No, do you remember the dish... The pasta?
Lasagna.
No, what did you call it?
Lasagna.
No, you didn't.
Lasagna.
Yeah, where did you reckon you got that from? Would Nan have done that?
No.
Because
no. Perhaps when I was working in the rag trade, I worked with a lot of Italian women.
Okay. Well, the Italians would have said that.
Carolina worked with...
So you're blaming the Italians for mispronouncing their own dish?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I never thought about it, Christian.
Hmm. Well, neither did I until someone told me it was completely wrong. Turns out a lot of people say lasagna, which is weird.
Mm.
Anyway, fun fact.
But a lot of Italian things, a lot of European dishes are pronounced incorrectly. So lots of... We always mispronounce other languages,
yeah, Australian.
Other things.
We pronounce words phonetically.
Yes, we do. We do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Champagne. Lasagne, yeah. Thank you for looking after me this last few days.
No, that's all right.
As Adrian did say, it was an interesting choice of relative
to... Look, it was one person looking after the other.
Your
bad knee, my bad knee.
Sorry, your bad knee.
Your back, my back.
This is a plural with your.
Right, okay.
Between us, we have one fully functioning knee.
I'm not sure. Oh, yours?
Yeah,
yes,
I've got one. It's my knee.
That's it's your knee, yes. Absolutely.
We were walking... We were walking down the street.
Ka-plunk.
Hobbling.
Ka-plunk.
And we like moved to the side while like a horde of people just streamed past us, which was...
No, it's very embarrassed. Poor Dad, when we go walking together.
Dad?
You know, he sprints. He's sprinting and he has to wait for me. Normally he's behind me, putting one foot right in front of the other. You know how you do that?
Oh, yes. You walk really slowly with his hands behind his back like observing.
Yes, because...
I wouldn't say I wouldn't say walking normally. It's a bit slow.
Wobble, kaplong,
well, you're not wobble.
It's you know.
Well, that's
like
because you had
like
a knee. You had a knee reconstruction, and they gave you too much knee on one side, and so you're...
Now they didn't put it in straight, and it's too long.
How?
So my other leg,
yes,
is shorter. So it's... Yeah,
is that
always
painful?
Up and down. It throws my back out. And I've been to all the specialists. I went back to my surgeon and he said, no. You put it at an angle so you knock-kneed. And it was like, but it's not working.
Did you go to the same surgeon,
yeah,
though? Yeah, of course they're not going to admit that they made a mistake.
But then all the other specialists were all his best buddies, so I found out.
Oh.
And when I went back in to say, look, you know, do I need... I know it's like sculpting. You know, but it's the human body. And I realise nobody is infallible.
True.
And...
If you're paying tens of thousands of dollars
for
a knee
reconstruction... Yeah, but you know, do you want to go back in and have it all fiddled around with again? No thanks. Not really.
Well, if it's causing you a great deal of pain...
It is. It's thrown out my hip, my back, everything, my ankle. Whatever. It's not something you go into lightly.
No.
People think you just go in and you're going to get fixed automatically.
Well, I definitely...
That's not the case.
I definitely went in with high expectations because I've just had my ACL done and got home and I was like, oh, my gosh, this is great. I'm back to normal. Even though every conceivable nurse and you and Trudy said, no.
It won't be normal.
Take it easy. I was like, nah, I'm good. Mm. And then we didn't do much, but... visited a friend and then walked down to the shops and then these last 2 days have been excruciating.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. It's, look, you know, it's you're talking about the human body And so everybody expects people have a heart attack or have heart surgery now. In the olden days, or, you know, 30 years ago.
Back in your time. No, that's the olden days.
20 years ago.
Black and white TV.
There was a major, major things you weren't expected to survive. People now think, I'm just having heart surgery. It'll be fine.
Do they think that? I'm just having my heart replaced.
I think that's what they think. Mm. But the thing is, a lot of things are done by robots now.
Yes.
So it's keyhole surgery, so there's not so much invasive opening your knee up.
But that's what I was really terrified. I thought it was good. That's why I hesitated going to the surgeon. Mm. It's like, I don't want him to cut my knee open. I don't want to have to recover from that.
Mm.
I don't have to want – the biggest thing was pooping in a bedpan. Like, I can't bring myself to –
Yeah, who can?
And then hand it to a nurse?
Who can? You can't. It's unnatural to be lying down and trying to go to the toilet.
I mean, I've lied down and gone to the toilet before, but
have you?
Not when a nurse goes. Yeah, in bed. Yeah,
with the bed.
No, I think I was asleep at the time. No, I've definitely shut the bed. No, I've shut the bed.
Have you?
As if you haven't shut the bed.
No,
Mum, I had a horrific stomach bug, and I was like, oh, I just need to fart. Didn't.
Actually, recently I wasn't that well, and you know, you just got to be very careful. Well, you think you're passing wind, but you're not.
No. Well, I always used to not understand when Dad had to run to the bathroom. I'm like,
yes,
I can hold.
Yeah,
exactly. Like, I can hold it. Can
me
hold
too.
It?
Yeah.
And then
you get
to an age where it's like, oh, you actually can't.
Yeah.
It forces itself out of you.
Recently, I was not well, and I said to Dad, I think I've got dementia, because they're all the signs of dementia, that you can't retain your bowels and your bladder. And had to say, I'm shitting.
Oh my God. Right now. Were you at
standing
home at
up.
Least?
Yeah, at home.
Okay.
Standing up, and I thought,
oh, Mum, that's awful.
And they're going, you know, what are you doing? And I'm in there washing everything. And I said, I'm just shat and wee.
Oh, Mum, that's terrible.
I've got dementia, John. Oh. Can you cope with that?
Yeah. Oh, Dad'll forget that you have dementia by the next day.
No, he told me to go and go walking while I was up here.
He told you to go for a walk.
Said, don't forget to walk all the way along the waterfront. You can nearly get all the way to the city. Yeah, sure. I can hardly get to the end of the street.
So you said, I don't have a great memory. And he said, just go for a walk.
Yeah, no, he forgets that I'm a little bit incapacitated.
But also,
with arthritis.
Knees, hips, the fact you probably get lost in the wilderness.
No, I don't get lost. No, I don't get
but
lost.
Like, if you've not got a great memory.
No, I at the moment I'm not getting
Well, your
lost.
Sense of direction, you're the only one in the whole family that has a sense of direction.
I know my place in where I am. I know what's north, south, east, west.
I don't, how?
Absolutely.
Is it just something
just
that you're born with?
Yeah, must be.
None of us.
It's just inherent within me.
Because you could navigate from any point.
Basically.
Without looking at like the road, what were they called? Like travel ways or whatever that
no,
map
well,
was.
No, well, if we travel overseas, I always do Google Maps and I
yeah,
go
but overseas
there,
is different. You've
I
never
go
been there,
there. I familiarise myself with where we're going. If we're travelling by train, what's happening when I get out of the station? Which direction? What I should be focal points of what I should be looking for.
Right.
So I know where to go straight away.
That's just
rather
weird.
Than stand there thinking, what the hell? Where am I? I hate not knowing where I am.
But growing up, you just had this uncanny ability to be like, oh, yeah, we're going from this restaurant to this friend's house. Having never been that route before, you just knew what roads to, you just knew how to go and get there. Whereas Dad, all four of us kids would have the book out looking at the maps, telling him where to go and what to do.
When I was younger, my boyfriend had to do all these deliveries all around Sydney. And I'd go with him.
Right.
And so I absolutely knew my way everywhere around Sydney.
Just one for deliveries?
Yeah.
Are these illegal deliveries? Oh, that laugh says. Four wines in, I can get the truth.
Going to squash courts, delivering rackets and balls.
Is that what they called it?
Yeah,
is it?
Balls, yeah.
Okay.
Complete Dribble with Christian Hull.
So, producer Nat has sent a link to a quiz that she wants us to do called Are You the Favourite Child?
I don't have any
favourites. Oh, what a load of bullshit.
I don't have favourites.
Well, we'll find out.
All my boys are really important to me.
I mean, it is hard to pick a favourite. It's a hot competition between myself and Adrian. I think.
You're like, the neediest.
Am I?
No, you two. Although, no.
Yeah, because Nick and Tim have always been independent.
They are, although they I know one of them likes to just run things by us and know that he's doing the right thing.
Well, that's his anxiety, though. Mm. But also, annoyingly, I've come to the realization that you have never been wrong. There has been one. There's two.
I must admit,
two times.
One of the boys gets a little bit drink in him, and he decides he'll ring me up at the craziest hours and go, "Mum, you were right.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God, you are just. You should be the treasurer of the government, Mum, because you are just amazing."
How much has he had to drink?
Quite a bit.
Yeah, quite a bit. But there was lasagna, you were wrong.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and then the other time was...
I've been wrong many times.
Have you? I don't think you have.
No, yes, I have.
You've given me some...
Ask your father. Well,
oh, God, Dad would never say you were wrong. you'd bury him in the ground. No, there was one time you gave me a piece of advice. I can't specify what it is because it's...
A long time ago.
It's just a really interesting point in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And you said something that I completely disagreed with and I got angry at. I wasn't like angry at you, but I remember saying,
No, you're wrong.
You're wrong about this person.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, give them a chance. You're totally wrong.
Yes.
And then 6 months later, I was like, oh, everything you said was exactly true.
Okay.
I was so
blinded. I know who you're talking about.
And I was like, And that was the moment where I went, as much as I'll disagree
it's
with what you have to say.
It's reading people and knowing who they are, and some people will just shred you to bits.
Careful what you say.
Shred you to bits to put themselves
okay,
up.
No more. That's not
okay,
too much
all
more.
Right, yes.
I don't want to give too much away. But no. That was a moment where I was like, as much as I hate being told what to do, like I have to learn. I think all four of us.
Yeah.
We hate when you tell us what to do and what the right things are because we want to do it.
I don't tell you what to do. I just tell you from my experience.
What about that time Nick really wanted to buy that house? And you were like, absolutely not. That's the worst decision ever. Terrible, 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 terrible. He buys it. Then the inflation happens and his house double.
Yeah. It did double, but your father crawled in it, over it, under it, above it.
Yes.
It's still...
I mean, a gust of wind will blow it over.
I mean, but the housing market has gone to the stage where you can't even do your due diligence. You know, it's just make sure
Nick was willing to look over everything that was wrong with it.
Yeah.
But obviously, because it was so... It wasn't cheap, but it was so
yeah. But the thing is,
cheap for the area.
At the time, at the time, if you didn't jump in now, you'd miss out. Well, it was this whole thing of missing out of as the prices were going up $1 million a week.
Mm.
It was this thing about missing out, and it's just it's terrible because it hasn't allowed this generation to do their due diligence. Because the real estate agents would say, if you don't bid now, so I can sell
someone it. Someone else will sell it.
I can sell it to anybody else.
It's like employment, though.
Oh, geez.
If you don't take this job at this pay,
forget it.
If you don't do an internship for 6 months unpaid.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't realize a nurse friend of mine,
part
of the uni course, is like 6 months worth of placement. Like,
yeah, for nothing. Earning nothing. Yeah.
I'm like, Jesus. And then they become a nurse
disgusting.
And earn nothing.
Exactly. No, it's really deplorable. Our generation have a lot to answer for. We've been very fortunate. We have got everything we've ever wanted. We're still playing all the shit music from the 70s and 80s.
Oh, it's pretty good.
It's great music.
Fleetwood Mac.
But hang on a sec. The music of now, of all these young people now, is fantastic.
Yes.
It's we never, you know, all these DJs and personalities on TV, they stay for 100 years and they never allow a younger person to come in and take over and be in that role, that generational role that young people don't watch TV anymore.
Radio and TV dead.
On.
I mean,
dead
you've got
as a door
a lot of streaming services. You can get your music on TikTok now.
Absolutely.
Look, you can't make the money like you used to, but I think you can get the exposure a lot better.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it's like to be a musician. But I think you can get your stuff out there without needing to...
To go through all the channels that you used to have to go through.
Oh, yes.
I think the the pandemic has created new opportunities for everybody. I mean, I just think of my nieces now that have gone into nursing.
Yes.
And rather than have to do all this in going to uni and all this sort of stuff, they're doing what we used to do was in the hospitals, practical work and learning on the job.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
And it is so much better, so much easier, much better for them rather than trying to think. Like, I'm a visual learner. Everybody's, many, many people are visual learners, and that's what you need, you know. And they're loving it. They're engaging with patients, real people.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't give these scenarios. I know when I went, did my Certificate 3 for looking after kids with disabilities, you had to have all these scenarios, and thank God I was working at the time in that field and was having those, and I could use all those scenarios as my...
Like real-life experience.
Yeah, as all the
case
things that
studies,
I had. Case studies, all the things. Anybody who wasn't working in the field and had to make it up, how would you know what was going on?
You wouldn't. It's
you wouldn't.
Formulas
you'd,
and science.
It's crazy.
Doesn't
yes,
work like that.
It's just insane.
Well, it's like spending 9 years working in radio to trying
yes.
to do
yeah.
exactly what I do now.
Yeah.
Waffle into this microphone.
No, but it's things evolve and you need to, you know, it's just...
But the opportunities that has been brought from, you know, social media...
It's huge. Fantastic. It's fantastic.
It's a marketing tool for anyone that has a business.
Anybody can have a go. Anybody can...
Well, that's also the problem.
It can be a problem, but anybody who's going to be successful, it depends on how much they appeal to their audience.
Mm.
And they can get an audience that may that every boss would have said in the industry, ah, oh, no, that won't appeal to anybody.
Yes. Flamboyant, shouty, bitter, horny gay. Who's going to love that?
What about when you
3.3 million people?
Yes.
Yeah.
What about when you went to do your carpet, your Bissell vacuum cleaner, and what you suggested to your client was that, hey, you know,
they're a great, this, you wonderful could do, client. We love you, Bissell.
Absolutely.
Regardless of what Mum's about to say.
No, absolutely.
No, but what but happened was
you suggested something, and then all your customers said, "Why didn't you do this?"
Well, I did,
which is exactly what you suggested.
Well, the thing was with Bissell. And this is the problem sometimes.
And I'm
going to
get one, by the way, because it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mum. There's $50. no, was that the agency hadn't gone with a influencer before, so I was like one of their first influencers.
Yeah.
So they had super high expectations, and I think that they were also a bit younger, because they're like, who's pro heart? The idea was... anyone over the age of 35 will know the very famous ad, and there's an artist called Pro Heart, and the ad was he had a carpet and he threw all this food and made this big
Mr. Heart
dragonfly.
Yep.
And then the maid he goes away and the maid comes in and goes, oh my God, look at this mess. You know, it's $1 million artwork on the floor. And she cleans it up and it's promoting this cleaning thing. And I was like, oh my God, I'll be Pro Heart. Trish can be the maid. This is going to be amazing. I'll do a big artwork.
Yeah.
And they didn't get it. They're like, oh, no one's going to get that.
Yeah.
And then
actually,
it was a bit annoying.
Actually,
because then everyone was like, why didn't you do the Pro Heart ad? I was like,
exactly.
Anyways.
Exactly. Anyway, that's beside
the point.
Anyway,
we're trying to work out who the favourite child is. We've really waffled on here.
Okay, all right.
Okay, here we go. Which sounds most like you? Okay, so am I the favourite child? This is the quiz.
Mm-hmm.
Which sounds most like me?
Mm-hmm.
I clean without being asked. Sometimes I'm forgetful, but I'm usually pretty neat. I definitely need several reminders to keep me neat and tidy, or I'm incredibly messy and I don't give a fuck.
Maybe I'm incredibly messy and don't give a fuck.
Okay, well, I'll take that one, but I would have gone with I definitely need several reminders. Let's talk about gifts. I get gifts from my parents all the time. I only get gifts on my birthdays. I never really get gifts from my parents. They'll randomly surprise me with something sentimental from time to time. I get gifts from my parents all the time. What's your hair colour? Red or other? Okay, other. Do you hang out with your parents all the time? Only on holidays? Mandatory family dinners? Not as much as I wish, but when we hang out, it's always a good time.
The last one.
Yeah.
When we hang out, it's always a good time.
I mean, I wish we could hang out less,
we'd live so far apart.
Yeah.
Do
I have siblings?
Yes.
Yes, unfortunately. If you have siblings, where do you fall? I'm the eldest.
Yes, you're the eldest.
How many times have you been grounded?
I don't think ever.
You used to pretend to ground us and then never did, so yeah, I'm going to say one to two.
Okay, all right.
If you've got siblings, do they think you're the favourite child?
Probably, ooh, yes.
Okay, geez, really? Do you reckon?
I reckon so.
Yeah, I reckon they were too, yeah. In terms of your parents, where do you live or plan on living?
As far away as possible. No, thank you very much.
Yeah, somewhere close, but no. I live in the same city. No, I hate being far from them, but I need to go out and do my thing. I'll visit
exactly
as,
that
says,
one.
It says I'll visit that as often as possible, yes, though.
Yeah, no, I hate to be far from them, but I need to go out and do my thing.
Are you putting words in my mouth?
No, that's...
I hate being far from them. Oh, it's a blessing.
Oh, okay,
no,
sorry.
No, I'm kidding. I'm joking. So I hate being far. And lastly, who do you feel closest to? Oh, God. Mum,
this is American.
Dad,
M-O-M.
Yeah, it's BuzzFeed, Mum.
Oh, okay.
Mum, Dad, neither, both. My family dynamic doesn't
match. I'd say Dad.
Really? Mum? Closest to Dad?
Mum? Well, Dad.
Oh, Dad never listens to these. Yes, it's obviously you. I'm the favourite child.
I don't have a favourite child. Seriously, I'm proud of everybody.
I reckon if we wrote a list and we like worked out, like, because you love us all, it's definitely like...
No, only because all you children were so desperately wanted, I don't have a favourite. I feel I am blessed that I got you all.
God, that's depressing.
Well, today is the day, actually, that your twin brothers passed away.
Oh, the 11th of December.
Mm-hmm. No, 11th of November.
Oh, November.
It was 37, 38 years ago.
84. Is it 84?
No. You were born... Yeah, 84.
Mm. Yeah, right. Mm. Oh, well, sorry to hear that. If you've read my book, there's a whole chapter I talk about... So, Tim doesn't listen either. I'm not good with names. I forgot my niece's name. It's Eloise. But it was Mark and Anthony?
No. Mark Anthony!
I'm like, no.
It's not Julius Caesar, mate. No. Matthew, Matt and Anthony. Oh, only quite, because I thought of, you know, because when we had to have the service and we had to bury them, we named one Matthew after my nephew.
Yes.
Matthew McCosker. And Anthony after John's brother, Tony.
Oh, you're right. And then it's been a long time. So you used to take us to their grave.
Burial site. Yeah.
Quite often.
Yeah.
They're still there, obviously.
Actually, like, not often. Not that often.
Oh, yeah. I remember going at least 3 or 4 times.
How old are you?
But how often does a parent want to take their children to their deceased twins?
I know. How old are you? That's what I'm saying. How
35.
Old are you?
35.
That's right. 3 or 4 times in 35 years.
I think that's enough. Like,
absolutely. I'm saying that's fine.
But you may have gone without us.
Oh, absolutely. Because my... father and mother.
Oh yes, they're both
buried right next to them.
And so is Cosmo. Is a couple of plots down.
A child that passed away the same year. Yeah,
it was quite a famous sort of.
Yeah, renowned. Was on TV. Just about losing a child.
I think what Mum's trying to say is the twins were her favourite children, and then she's left with the four of us now. Okay, it's time to answer some philosophical questions.
Mm-hmm.
Please take another sip of wine.
Okay.
Okay, the first philosophical question is...
easy.
Okay.
Relatable.
No. I mean, it's very on brand for what we were just talking about. Some people say that having children is the meaning of their life. In what way is that a good idea? And in what way might that not make sense? Like, why did you want children?
I think for a woman, it's an inherent feeling that you really want to have children.
Mm.
I've worked in that industry caring for people. Mm. I cared for my parents, my aunts, my uncles who didn't have children. Mm. I love caring for people. I really wanted to have children.
Mm. Well, you're a very good mother. I will say, you set the bar very high, and I'm glad I will never have children because I could never tolerate nor do the things that you did for us.
Having children is not easy.
Oh, God.
Because you have that yearning, if you didn't have that yearning feeling, I don't think anybody would have children.
God, no. But you had twins.
Mm.
And unfortunately, God. And then you had me, and then you had triplets.
Mm.
So three all at once. How you and Dad are still together, beyond me.
I agree.
How any parent, and then going through a renovation and extending the house, and
no. When we had you, we had finished our house.
Was upstairs wasn't done.
Oh yeah, Dad fell over and hurt his knee, and it took 12 months to get him up those stairs to finish it.
Oh,
off.
That's why it took so long. But the boys weren't born. The boys were born, weren't they?
The boys weren't born.
I remember
you
that
were
so vividly.
Just born, and the no. thing here, yes, and the house was completely finished when we had the boys.
I remember the upstairs renovation so clearly, though.
Yeah.
They must have been 1989 or 1990. The boys were 91.
Yes. It was completely finished by the time they were born. So we were very fortunate because we were at – your father's very clever. He bought – He totally built a house in Bondi Junction. And by the time he finished that,
he
tripled the value, and they put the railway through that, tripled it again.
He also shared the reason why he was up on the roof a lot was because next door.
Oh, in Bondi,
yeah,
we had the lady of the night and across the road, and they used to come and knock on our door.
You
while
were
Dad
let's just
was
stress
away.
That, Mum. They live next to a brothel,
and they'd come in and they'd say, "I'm here," and I was like, "Hello, yes, but I don't think you want here. I think you want next door."
Did you ever look at them and go, "Oh, they're all right"? In you come.
No, I didn't.
Lies.
No, it was not intimidating, but they kept inviting us in for barbecues with all their friends.
That's nice.
And it was very nice of them. I have to say they were the best neighbours ever. They had a farm. Mm. They used to bring us all their eggs from their chooks. They were really lovely neighbours.
Crux of the story was Dad used to go up into the roof and be like, "I'm working on the roof."
That's what our neighbour said. Why don't you go up and climb through the roof, look down through the ceiling rows? It was a joke.
Is this the same neighbour that when Dad went to Sexpo called him immediately and they had like their Sexpo debrief? They were children. The story was
I think when men get exposed
to that. Yes, when men
get
together,
they are just lunatics.
Yeah, they're gross. Mm. I'd also like, you are very caring, and you cared for like all of your aunts.
I looked after
mum and dad.
I looked after
which also is terrifying.
Maiden aunts and aunts that were, you know, didn't have children, because who else was around to do it for them?
Well, that's why.
And my sister as well. My sister.
That's why I feel awful for you and Dad.
Why?
You've got the four of us, and you, like, I'm 35, and you still care for me.
No, this is
how am I going to care for you?
This is a worry. I don't have girls, because girls are very caring.
Yes, they are.
Girls are very caring.
But thankfully, hopefully, by that stage.
But who wants to put that pressure on you guys?
Well,
Adrian
you
said
should.
He's already gone down the road to check out the retirement village.
Well, I'm literally like, I'm hoping that Nick, Tim and myself at least will be earning a lot of money. We can just get like really good carers.
Good.
Anyways, thank you for joining me. Hang around. We'll keep going through these philosophical questions, but we've really blown out of time.
Okay.
I'm not supposed to go over 20 minutes or I get into trouble.
All right.
So,
okay.
Thank you for being here. Stick around for next episode to hear more of my drunk mother answering philosophical
philosophical.
Fuck, I haven't had a wine. Philosophical questions.